The Up North Podcast is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Yahweh said I was a better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy, 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 happy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company.
I'm Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow, co-founder of Up North News, WI.com. On this week's show, plenty to be thankful for. It's understandable if you don't always feel that way. And, you know, I mean, I get to work with these two all the time, so I got a lot to be thankful for. And frankly, we need that now and then. Look, we're about to go into the third year of a pandemic, you guys. I mean, there's division in our politics. There's tragedy in our local headlines that we're not going to dwell on this week. We acknowledge all that. But if we don't go crazy, or if we don't, you know, stop now and then, we're going to go crazy. If we don't expand our view, take stock of all that remains good and generous around us. And so obviously for me, you know, there's a lot of focus on politics and policy. And it's like, well, there's nothing to be thankful for there. And I'm like, you know, no, don't listen to the doom and gloom headlines out there. We've seen true leaders step up over the past year. They have taken action that's prevented an economic depression. Small businesses and households are recovering thanks to all those various lifelines. The stock market is setting record highs. Unemployment claims. I want to talk about that for a second. New claims of unemployment. A year ago, we're at 700,000 newly jobless a week. At the start of the pandemic, it was as high as 6 million people lost their jobs on any given week. This past week, the number fell below 200,000, 199,000. That's the first time it's been below 200,000 newly unemployed since 1969. So the economy is making its way back. Wages are up. Consumer spending is soaring. Yes, there are still challenges, as we'll talk about in our next segment, but there are reasons to be thankful that, you know, America is making a comeback. And of course, we've got all these personal reasons to be thankful as well. I don't know if either one of you two watched Saturday Night Live and saw the skit about the Target commercial.
I mean,
they nailed it. They just nailed it.
Yeah. Well, I'm also going to talk at the end of this show, Pat, about, you know, about what Thanksgiving kind of means to me and how, you know, although politics is so divisive, how we need to extend an olive branch from time to time. But I want to save that till the end.
Well, OK, so not to be the boy mom here, but I would like to talk about how we can cook vegetables at Thanksgiving time without making the whole kitchen smell like farts. And so I like to cook vegetables, and my stepdaughters come in and go, oh, what is that awful smell? And I'm like, broccoli. Broccoli's wonderful. We should eat it. And the boys are like, oh, no, Mom. So, you know, there are real struggles here.
The struggle is real for cooking vegetables. I have to admit that I am a fan of, like, when it comes to, like, broccoli. I want it, you know, in like a ranch dip, you know, cold. Once you start to make it all soft and mushy, you know, not a fan of that. I don't like, you know, like lettuce on my hamburgers because it gets all cold and mushy and smells funny, you know. So I can see where they might have a point here.
I hear you with the broccoli smelling a little like flatulence. There's no doubt about that. I don't know. I never thought about it until you just said that, Sarah.
Brussels sprouts. I mean, they're delicious, but oh, do they do a number on the kitchen?
Well, Brussels sprouts, I mean, come on. Brussels sprouts are just baby cabbage. So yes, that's what we would expect. And like anything like that, if you just cover it with enough garlic, they're wonderful then, you know?
Yes. True.
Which is about the only thing you can do with it. All right. Well, having established the problems of odor in the kitchen, we're going to switch back to the holiday season and supporting local merchants in all kinds of various ways. We've got a guest from Marshfield who's going to join us in just a few minutes to talk about that. Thanks for joining us on the Up North Podcast. We'll be back in a moment.